An author whose books focus on a baseball league that no longer exists is traveling the country telling tales of some of the best players and teams you might not know. Phil Dixon has written for decades about the Negro Leagues. He also helped found the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City in 1990. He's about halfway through a tour of some of the cities where the Kansas City Monarchs played. They're one of the best-known Negro League teams. Dixon says their travels included a stop in Keokuk in 1938.
The Negro Leagues were organized in 1920, and they had teams in, you know, major cities around. So they had, like, say, Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Kansas City. If you're playing in St. Louis, typically they would play on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because those were the largest drawing days. But you have to drive from Kansas City, say, to St. Louis. And so their owner, J.L. Wilkinson, came up with this idea. He said it was the golden age of town baseball, so they started playing town teams. It became a tradition, and the Kansas City Monarchs were as good at it as anyone. People always wanted to defeat the Monarchs, but rarely could. So that's how they ended up in Keokuk, 1938, playing the local team.
With your writings and the museum in Kansas City, where did your passion for this come from?
Well, as a child, I collected baseball cards. As a matter of fact, I'm 58, but the first story that was ever done on me, I think I was 21. They wrote a story about me having 50,000 baseball cards. You know, it wasn't that baseball cards were so, you know, unique, but most people had never seen an African-American kid with 50,000 baseball cards back in 1976, 77, right in there. So, you know, but I had been collecting all my life. And I love baseball books. I just love the game. I played the game and just fell in love with it. And I'm hoping that I can help other people do the same, especially a lot of young people. And we need to get more of those young people out and tell them these wonderful stories.
And what is it with you about the Kansas City Monarchs? It seems that that's a team you gravitate towards. Why is that?
Well, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood in Kansas City, Kansas, where across the alley from me was a member of the Kansas City Monarchs. So Monarchs were around me all the time. And, you know, being from the metropolitan area, you kind of naturally start to hear things about the Kansas City Monarchs. But it wasn't until about 1980. And I wasn't in Kansas, I was in Topeka, Kansas, of all places. And I met a former Kansas City Monarch player. And he started to tell me stories about the Negro Leagues. And being a student of baseball all those years, I never heard these stories. I couldn't find them in books. That was the beginning, 1980. I was just about early 20s. And then, you know, I decided I was going to write about it. And I started with a passion. And that passion has created many books. And I think this going to the 90 cities, and how I'm going to the 90 cities is the Monarchs won their first world championship in 1924. So last year when I started, that was 90 years ago. So I decided I'm going to go to 90 cities where the Kansas City Monarchs played. Now, granted, they played more than 90 cities. I can't go to them all. But I was going to do that. Now, last year I went to six states. This year it'll branch out to about 20 states. And it's been just the greatest thing that I ever could have done. It's been just a great goodwill tour. And it's just been fantastic. The people I've met, the history that I've learned, and the baseball I've been able to share.
It's extremely timely now because given the passing of Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub, he also has a connection to that team. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, Ernie played with the Kansas City Monarchs. Actually, he played in 1950-51, but in 1953, he went directly from the Kansas City Monarchs to the Chicago Cubs without one day of minor league baseball. You know, in honor of Ernie, who I had a chance to meet back in 89, what I'm doing is I'm dedicating probably the entire month of February to Ernie Banks, and tonight I'll have some pictures of Ernie that people might have maybe not seen that I have out on display. And, you know, he was a role model for a lot of young people, and he would be in the future if they'll just hear those stories.
Baseball fans know Satchel Paige. That's an automatic. What's a name or two that people really should know?
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that it's an automatic, because into baseball, guys, girls, it is. But to the general public, you'd be surprised how many people have never heard of Satchel Paige. How many people have never heard of the Kansas City Monarchs? So it's a purely education, but I always like to talk about Wilbur Bullet Rogan. who I think is the greatest all-around player who ever lived. And I would put him right there with Babe Ruth. He was an outstanding one. Or Willard Brown was another outstanding one. James Cupapa Bell played for the Kansas City Monarchs. There were many famous Monarchs.
Author Phil Dixon is touring 90 of the cities where the Kansas City Monarchs played baseball from 1920 to 1950. Dixon started his tour last year, 90 years after the team won its first Negro League championship. Dixon spoke about the league to a crowd of about 30 people in Keokuk. The Monarchs played there in 1938. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.